see Soros pitches the shutout. The Nashville Predators pick up their first win of the season for the Bruins. They'll return home after a 1-1-1 road trip.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Thursday, which means it's time to talk to the Razor. Andrew Raycroft of Nesson. He joins us here on WEEI. What's up, Razor?
Good morning, gentlemen. Not much. All good.
What's going on with your Bruins? Not exactly a great performance the other night. Jim Montgomery's job security called into question. Some of the offseason moves are under a microscope. How are we feeling about the Bruins to start the year?
Well, yeah, it certainly hasn't been smooth sailing like the 10-0 starts we've seen the last couple of years. I think the NHL, unlike probably all the other major sports, the start of the season has more premium. I think the NHL teams know if they get off to a good start, it's really hard to recover points. And I think the Bruins have put a lot of pressure on themselves to have a good start. And the fact that they're 500 is far from disastrous. It just doesn't feel like it has the last couple of years. And of course, there's a few points that I'm sure we'll get to that they're trying to work through and clean up as soon as possible.
Yeah, what's going on with Marchand and Montgomery?
Well, I don't think there's anything going on personally there. I think, I mean, we've seen Monty's an emotional coach, and in that situation on the road with a 1-0 lead, he didn't like the turnover, and he let Brad know. And I think Brad, as the leader of the team, as a guy who's been here for 14 years now, understands that he's just like any other player. So I think that I've never heard that there's an issue personally in any way. I think Monty was upset with a player who made a bad turnover, and I'm sure everyone's okay with that.
So the visual, though, the other night, mm-hmm. I guess I have less of a concern personally about, you know, Monty giving him a tap on the shoulder pads or whatever it was, or a shove, if you want to call it that. But Marchand looked like a player just tuning his coach out. I mean, that's how it looked to me. Like, it looked like Marchand couldn't be bothered and couldn't care less. So that to me just speaks to, or looks like, a coach tuning a player out.
I saw it as a guy who has played a long time, probably going to be a Hall of Famer, frustrated with himself and knowing, like, guys don't, you don't talk back to the coach, especially in that situation. I can absolutely 100% assure you, and I don't know, I wasn't on the road trip, but I have full confidence that they have had a conversation about the incident and talked about it and smoothed it over. And like all teams and coaches and players, and especially ones that have the status that Brad does, you talk through these things after the heat of the moment's gone. And again, I'm sure it's water under the bridge at this point.
And, you know, we've seen Montgomery fired up before, and that did seem a little bit different. And I'm just wondering, is it the lack of a contract after this year? Do you think that would affect Montgomery? I know the team is off to a slow start, but is it sort of a little extra frustration because he knows that, you know, for his job status, he needs to turn things around this season?
I think it's more just where the team is. They haven't really played great, and they're 500, which is completely fine. Everybody else in the division is essentially 500. There's a couple of teams that have run out 5-0-1, but the reality is most of the league is 500 right now. Everyone's trying to figure who they are and what they are and get into the season. It's still October 24th or wherever we're at right now. So I think his frustration is coming from maybe the lack of scoring and the fact that they haven't really got to their game as four lines. They've had a couple lines that they're really trying to figure out. They're moving a lot of pieces, and that can stress a coach out. And that, for me, that's kind of where I look, that I think he just wants to, you know, a lot of expectation on this team, and they understand how important starts to the NHL season are, and the sooner you get to your process, and the Bruins haven't done that there's a little frustration there.
Andrew Raycroft and Nesson here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Joins us every Thursday at 11:30. How do you feel about lame duck coaches in general? You've been in, you know, dressing rooms, you've been on teams around the league. How do you feel about the lame duck coach in general? Because as much as the Bruins say they want to keep Jim Montgomery, he doesn't have a contract yet.
No, he doesn't. I don't think the players, I've never thought about it. I had I mean, thinking back to my career, I don't think I ever knew what my coach's contract situation was, and you know, quite frankly, didn't care. I don't think the players care in any way whatsoever. You're trying to, professional sports is really hard, right? Like, you start worrying about the coach's contract or what you are.
But it's not just his contract, though, right? It's, is he going to be here? Like, how hard am I going to play for this guy if he's going to be gone anyway? It's less about, like, his contract and what he's being paid and more about, well, how much longer am I playing for this guy? How much longer do I need to listen to him?
Yeah, no, I never played for a coach. I played to feed my family and stay in the league. And you know, I understand that you know, it's fun to make a distraction out of it. And I'm sure deep down somewhere Monty thinks about it. And I'm sure the Bruins, Don Sweeney and Cam have talked about it as well deep down. But the reality is there's games every other night and you got to find a way. So as a player, I don't think you're thinking about, you know, who your coach is or what their contract situation is. It's about, all right, how do I play better? How do I get on the score sheet? How does our team win? How does our power play get better? How do we break out of our zone better? And how do we beat the Dallas Stars tonight? I know it's not a fun, like, talk radio answer, but it really is the truth when you get inside the room.
What do you think of some of the new line changes from the last game and what looks like it'll probably be tonight as well? Is it that top line of Marchand, Lindholm, Pastrnak one that you like, or would you prefer to break those guys up?
No, I like it right now. I think I want to see some more offense. I think it kind of moving Zacha to the second line and having him in the middle with Matty Patra, I think that could open up a little creativity, a little more offense. I think that moving Brad to that top line might actually deepen some of the offense throughout the lines. Again, kind of to that front, like something's got to click. Other than the fourth line, something's got to click here. And I think, again, that's where a lot of, I think, the frustration's coming from. And hopefully the lines that we see tonight are, you know, get a little bit of a spark for both the individuals and the offensive group together.
Independent of Marchand and Montgomery the other night, how has he looked to you, Brad Marchand, on the ice?
He looks like a guy who didn't start training until middle of August. Looks like a guy who's trying to find his timing, trying to, you know, settle the puck at times, not really bouncing his way, and he's just trying to work through it. Never is compete or hard work or effort questioned with Brad Marchand, but I think he looks like a guy who typically works out all summer, typically gets on the ice all summer, and had to delay that this year. So, again, I wasn't expecting anything out of Brad until, you know, middle of November, to be quite honest, just in how hard it is to ramp up and get going again after having three surgeries in the offseason.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What about Swayman to this point? He's played five of the seven games. How do you think overall he's looked?
He was awesome. Those last two games, especially the game in Utah, could have been, you know, that could have easily been a no-point night and a 3-4 nothing loss. I think, you know, you talk about him and the holdout, of course, the storyline and worrying about his start. And he's been the exact opposite and proven why they wanted to get him signed and they want him on an 8-year deal. So I think he's been great despite losing 4-0 on the road. And he's only going to continue to get better timing and feel more comfortable.
So it's a big game for the Bruins tonight. You get the Dallas Stars, and you are part of an alternate broadcast. Is that right, with Tuca and Bergeron?
How about this?
Yeah, we got a big night over at Nesson in the studio. So we've got unobstructed views that's piggybacking off what the Red Sox and Nesson did in the baseball season. And we got the big heavyweights. We got Tuca, and we somehow convinced Patrice Bergeron to sit on the couch with me for a game as well. So it's going to be fun. I've got some pressure on me to kind of move things around.
I didn't want to point that out, but I feel like there's a ton of pressure on you. Yeah. I mean, you're the media guy. These are two, like, you know, former players. We know for being players. You were a player as well, but you've been in this media thing a long time now. So I think when that red light turns on, there might be crickets from those two. Like, you're going to have to move this thing along a little bit.
I know. And they keep telling me, it'll go. You just have to talk. But I'm feeling the heat. So. Yeah. So maybe like some of the Bruins players or coaches, I'm feeling the heat tonight, and I got to get a good pregame nap in this afternoon to be ready.
Oh yeah, get that going. That's important. Yeah. To be well rested. Yeah. Have you watched any of the other alternate broadcasts? Like, have you
A little inspiration from
exactly.
The Manning cast or
Belichick on the Manning cast? Yeah, you mentioned Carrabas in the Unobstructed Views. Like, have you dabbled in any of that?
Yeah, I checked out the unobstructed one, Nesson and Carrabas, but I do typically flip over on a Monday night to the Manning cast for a quarter or for 10 minutes. The good news is we're all in the same room. That's going to be a big difference rather than that Zoom on the Manning cast. So the three of us are there. We're going to have a guest tonight in the second period. He's coming in to sit on the couch as well. Another
mystery
Stanley
guest?
Cup winning player.
Mystery guest.
I don't know if it is or not, but I'll just keep it mystery for the sake of this phone call.
How about between us? Just me, you, Keith, and Rachel.
I'm already watching. You don't need to tease me anymore. I'm already watching.
Yeah, I think I think McQuaid is going to come in. I think Quater's coming in on the couch for a little bit. So
Darth Quater.
Darth Quater is could be in the mix. So
nice.
Again, we'll be live and in person together. So I'm hopeful that adds to our chemistry rather than zooming in.
I love it. Beats the new play-by-play guy. But but that's really not important. I am excited to watch this though. This will be a good breakdown with these guys. I'm excited.
I'm glad. Thanks for being excited and pass on the word and
no
we'll
problem.
Try and do a good job.
All right.
If you see the fear in my eyes.
Yeah,
Just look.
Go to commercial.
If you're looking for talking points, it's just like fire Montgomery.
Yep. Oh yeah.
You know,
hot seat.
Hot seat Montgomery. Marchand hates the coach. Hey Tuca, how come you never won anything? Bergeron, how come? Hey Patrice, how come the team went further without you last year? Like that sort of stuff. Like if you're just looking for talking points, I gotcha.
Yeah, that's the best way for me to be one and done.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect. You know, I won't have to worry about the next one if I...
That's true. No more pressure after that. Well, Razor, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Right. So Nesson Plus and Nesson 360, you can watch the Altcast tonight at 7.